it's time now for How You Built That. And today's story starts back in 2002, when Chris Domino was a design student working on a class project.
The assignment was to repurpose a typewriter, given that it's now obsolete.
So to come up with ideas, Chris bought an old Smith Corona typewriter at a garage sale, brought it home, and just kind of stared at it for a while.
Maybe I was a little hungry at the time, but I think just staring at it long enough, it eventually came to me that this looks like a waffle to me.
And a few seconds later?
And then I thought, okay, if I use this as the base and have another thing on top, and it would be sort of like an old waffle maker.
And there you have it. That was his idea, to make a waffle iron out of typewriter keys instead of the typical cast iron grid.
So I went to Salvation Army and picked up this old waffle iron for $7, and then I basically ripped the keys off of the typewriter.
Okay, just to explain this a bit, he took the keys off of that old Smith Corona. He used them to make plastic molds, and then he put the molds into the waffle iron so it looked like you could make a waffle in the shape of a keyboard. But this thing was just for show. It looked incredible, but it didn't have a heating element, so it couldn't make anything. Anyway, the story might have ended there, except Chris posted a picture of this on his website.
People started sharing it, and people started emailing me about it.
And like 2 years later?
I had 7 million hits on that page in particular.
And of course, a lot of people were asking Chris, where can I buy this thing?
The more the people asked, the more I asked myself, hey, could I do this? It was almost like the universe is like, you're going to make this and people are going to like it.
Okay, but this posed a problem. How to make a real waffle iron? Well, for starters, Chris decided to give his original idea a bit of a makeover and go with the computer keyboard instead.
It's basically a standard 5 rows of keys with, you know, the escape key, the delete key, the space bar.
And Chris figured he'd just take that rectangular design and then put it into an existing mold for an electric waffle iron. But then he discovered that most waffles, they're pretty square, and he couldn't find an electric waffle maker that had that long rectangular base he needed. So then he thought, okay, I'll just make the base myself, but it turns out that wasn't going to work either.
It's a really steep cliff price-wise just to get into that game. You have to get certifications and not to mention just the manufacturing, the tooling. So it totally scared me away from going that way.
So then Chris thought, maybe I shouldn't even bother trying to make an electric waffle iron. Maybe I can just do one that sits in a stovetop. No electronics, no plug.
I ended up making one real aluminum version carved out of a block of aluminum. Super heavy, heavy and dense and thick, but I poured batter in. And lo and behold, on the first try, I made a very, very good waffle.
And a few weeks later, he launched a Kickstarter campaign, and people were really into it.
And they're like, oh my God, finally, you're making it now. I can't believe you're finally making it.
Chris raised over $60,000 on Kickstarter. And with that money, he was able to find a factory in China that was willing to make the waffle iron. And yes, if you look at his video, the thing definitely does make waffles in the shape of a computer keyboard.
I don't know, I designed this so that with all the keys there, it sort of has parts that are thick, and then basically between the keys were thinner. So my hope was that those would be sort of crispy and airy, and then the other parts would be sort of more dense, and you find ways to have fun with it with, you know, toppings and putting berries in the keys.
Chris calls his product, what else? The Keyboard Waffle Iron. And over the past 3 years, he sold 7,000 of them, mostly on Amazon. But for now, he's still got his day job as a graphic designer. If you want to find out more about the Keyboard Waffle Iron or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing what you're building.